Hey there, awesome humans. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things boundary setting. And today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on this endless hamster wheel of expectations, comparing yourself to others, and just being plain hard on yourself? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner critic goes full blast? Well, get ready because we're about to turn that dial down and crank up the self-love. Because let's face it, in today's world, where everyone's striving for perfection and constantly comparing themselves on social media, it's easy to lose sight of our own humanity. We beat ourselves up over every little thing, forgetting that we're all works in progress. But here's the secret: being kind to yourself isn't a sign of weakness, it's actually your superpower. So, what does self-compassion even look like? Think of it as treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Imagine that friend tripping and scraping their knee, wouldn't you comfort them, offer words of encouragement, and maybe even help them clean up? That's exactly what we need to do for ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to start your self-compassion journey. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or, I always mess everything up? Those voices are simply lies. Learn to recognize and challenge those negative thoughts, replacing them with more positive and realistic ones. Remember, you're worthy of love and respect, just as you are. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and your body sensations without judgment. Mindfulness helps us connect with ourselves and cultivate a sense of peace and acceptance. Think of it like taking a mental vacation from all the chaos. Even 5 minutes can make a world of difference. 3. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish that project at work? Ace a presentation? Even just getting out of bed today is a win. Give yourself credit for your efforts and celebrate your successes, big or small. Remember, every little victory adds up to something amazing. 4. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. But holding on to past regrets only weighs you down. Learn to forgive yourself for your missteps, acknowledge them as learning experiences, and move forward with kindness and grace. Remember, the past is gone. Focus on creating a brighter future. 5. Practice self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath to going for a walk in nature to reading a good book. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to prioritize your well-being and take care of yourself just like you would take care of someone you love. Picture this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of tasks. That nagging voice in your head starts whispering doubts and criticisms. But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember your self-compassion mantra. I am capable, I am worthy, I am doing my best. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the challenge, and break down the tasks into manageable steps. You treat yourself to a healthy lunch break, go for a quick walk outside to clear your head, and return to work with renewed energy and focus. Remember that moment? You handled it with grace, kindness, and strength. You treated yourself with the same care and respect you would offer a dear friend. That's the power of self-compassion. So, let's recap. Cultivating self-compassion means challenging negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, celebrating your wins, forgiving yourself, and prioritizing self-care. It's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a best friend. Remember, you are worthy of kindness, just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to creating a kinder and more compassionate world, starting with ourselves. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.